marvelous that we can rise above? You bow your heads, please. Father, we submit to you this time and this moment that you are choosing to test us, and we're excited about it. We don't comprehend it all the time, but we are excited. Very grateful for your grace and your mercy. Amen. I had three things that the Lord had showed me today, and we're going to go to the one that he pressured the most on, especially during the communion. So go to the book of Romans. And we're going to touch on Romans 7. Where the argument is going on. About sin living in him. I'd like to remind you that if you go to Romans chapter 1, you'd find that he's writing to the Romans because they had lots of problems with their flesh. And that should relate to what we end up with on our own plate sometimes. We talked about having problems with the emotions. We're having problems with the flesh. We're having problems with how we think and how we respond and how we react. And I'd like to take you to verse 21. So I find this law at work. I want to do good. Evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work. Now, in the members of my body waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. I'm using the NIV because it's relatively clear. There's a lot more that I could go into. But the Holy Spirit was trying to get me to understand something today. In verse 20, he says, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Now that's pretty clear. Sin living in me, which part of me? Certainly not in my spirit man, but in my mind, will, and emotions, which is my soul. And my flesh goes off and does what I don't want to do. And it's like, you know, you wake up, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's a piece of apple pie that's yelling in the refrigerator, and you actually can see it. You can taste it in your taste buds. It is so incredible that you can't get it out of your mind, and so you make an excuse to go to the bathroom, and then you find your way to the fridge. And if you're like me, you might end up with a little spoonful of ice cream on top. You pop it into the microwave, make sure you don't make any noise to wake up the rest of the house, because there's a mouse in the house. Guess who the mouse is? It's you. Why? Because that piece of pie is talking to you. Now, I like apple pie. I like a lot of other apple pies. But you know, the one that's in the refrigerator talking to me is really my downfall. Now, I've already said to the Lord the night before, well, I'm going to fast and pray. How many know that when you've said to the Lord the night before that you're going to fast and pray, the piece of pie talks twice as loud? Amen? And you're definitely going to wake up more than one time. Now, come on. Have you guys been with me or Okay, see, you've got to laugh at yourself because you can see the law of what? The sin in me. What is the sin? It's to disobey the commitment I've already made that I'm going to fast and pray. Now, I could add a couple more levels. Because when I'm praying and interceding for someone, and I said to the Lord, okay, I'm going to do my best to make sure I cover for them, then I can tell you that I'm going to wake up 4 or 5 times. Because why? He's adding pressure to me so that I will definitely disobey. Why? He's definitely concerned about my obedience. And my obedience sometimes is not carried out. How many know you don't always make it to the victory? How do you do to recover? That's my question. Forgive yourself and move on. Why? If you're focused on the defeat, you've had it. Your emotions take over, you are now in trouble, and the sin nature gets another ride on you. How do you turn it around? How about the person who can't just say, tough cookies, now I just goofed, forgive me, Lord, I'm going to go on and just keep on trucking. What do you do with the person who can't do that? Because sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. Some people can, some people can't. Amen? Some people are going to go on a guilt trip and ride the guilt trip for quite a while. So I'd like to take you to Romans 5:21, which is the scripture I was quoting earlier at the altar. Because this is the solution. I'd like to start at verse 20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Grace increased all the more. Verse 21. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you hear that? Grace, and if you've got the Amplified, there's one word added, I believe, in the Amplified. Who's got the Amplified handy? Because I could go dig it up. Go ahead. 20 and 21. God's unmerited favor, what? Has surpassed it. Wow. In other words, the grace and the unmerited favor surpasses you to get you to begin to give grace to who? Self. So that you'll recover. If you don't have a recovery plan, believe me, you will take a nosedive. And no matter how you are or how good you are or how trying you are to recover, without the word, without the sword, you're fighting thoughts. You're fighting emotions. But if you put the word to work and you simply impact the darkness with the word, that angel of darkness gets to what? You whittle him down a little bit at a time. A little bit more and a little bit more. So I would ask you to remind yourself, to remember Romans 5:21. Grace, unmerited favor, will what? Increase to bring you to life. Are you on the path to death or are you on a path to life? And righteousness. Life and righteousness and eternal glory is what's coming. Amen? Okay. Now, when I begin to go backwards and I see myself heading downhill If I can begin to quote that word, what am I going to be doing? I'm going to be activating the merit of God, the grace of God, the unmerited favor. All that is going to begin to what? Change my soul. Change my mind. Change my emotions. Change my will so that I will not go back to the old pattern. If we don't have a solution, what good is the word? If it's not good enough to take us out of where we're at, then we definitely are in trouble. And I remember one of the things that Doug pointed out is he said Adam could have passed those flaming swords if he would have used the word of the Lord. Did he use it? He stayed where? He stayed in fear and his emotions. So what happens when we see ourselves heading in the wrong direction? If we simply begin to use the word a little more on ourselves. See, it's easy to use the word on someone else. How many know it's easier to work somebody else than it is for yourself? I always think of me last. That's my problem. And God has showed me that that's a mistake I've been making. So I've got to really begin now to really trust in his unmerited favor. Several months ago, he told me he was going to pour out an avalanche of grace. And I shared that with you guys. It has come back again and again and again. There's an avalanche of grace that's coming. What's an avalanche? It's something that overwhelms you. You're going to get buried with it. Are you ready to get buried with grace? Are you ready to get buried with God's favor? Oh. Well, I'm not quite good enough, Tim. I don't think I can handle all this grace. Well, that's sometimes how I felt. My emotions didn't match. Okay? Put your hand over your heart, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, without your unmerited favor and grace, this soul is going to stay in the control room. And it's not a good thing. I want my spirit man to come alive. And I want healing and deliverance in this soul. And I can't do it without your word. So I'm trusting right now that this favor, this incredible grace, this avalanche of grace will deliver me from the old sin nature. And the new is coming to life. Hallelujah. It's going to be done by an avalanche of and favor. In Jesus' name. That's it. I don't have anything else. I had other stuff, but it didn't fit. And I had studied that this morning, and he said, Go to Romans 5:21. Go take a look. Go take a look. There's your solution. And I said, yes. Yes. Because you know what? I'm not always going to be, let's say, what I was, because the enemy says, you're always going to be this way. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not going to be what I was. I'm going to be my new creation. And that new creation is coming alive now. Get some hugs to each other. Thank you very, very much for the blessings on Sunday. You guys overwhelmed me, sneaky as you are. And love you for it. And I also had asked for prayer about getting a car, and the Lord allowed a car, so I'm getting a new car tomorrow.